Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, I almost busted out laughing. I can't think of something about that. That was fun. We had like a 10-minute session talking jokes, whatever shit, but it was funny as hell. So,
yeah.
On the crazy world we live in.
Lord.
We never talk anything positive on here.
Any positive or cynical? No. Nah. Cannot be, sir.
Like when you go back in time, Cody, and you hear like the old people we consider old ever talking about like, oh, that's too much. I'm not with that. That's the young people shit, whatever. Like now as we're older, you look back at that and go like, I guess that's not that really that far out there compared to now when you hear what young people do now, you just like, oh shit, I must be the old guy now. Cause I'm like, that's some weird shit. But the one thing that will transpire throughout all generations is not washing your fucking hands.
Jesus Christ. You would have thought after our little incident on this planet 5 years ago, people would have, you know, wised up. No, back to the same old badass habits. Disgusting fucking habits, you ask me.
I actually thought that we would have like improved and like, oh yeah, this is great. Even if it is like, let's just throw out the conspiracy theory, like propaganda, paranoia, whatever it may be, it would invite us to be more cleanlier, if you will, whatever. Like the least you can do is just a little hand sanitizer, you know, a little hands, whatever. Okay, yeah, cool, we good to go. Nah, you some like liberal commie bastard or something like that if you do that.
Liberal commie.
Oh, I forgot. Hold on. I got to throw this in too. Like some gay liberal commie bastard. Oh, there you go. Yeah. You got to be like all three. It's always an extreme, Cody. It's never like a middle.
Oh, no. There's no gray hair. It's just either black or white. That's it.
Yeah. You got to be like the extreme. What's the most extreme shit I can call you? And in today's heads, whatever, it's a liberal, a gay, a commie, non-patriot, traitor, whatever the fuck it may be, or whatever, and stuff like that. It can't just be like, oh, can't not wash your ass. but welcome to the last drop here. I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Godfather of craft beer. You're on a craft beer week, huh?
That is correct. That is correct, sir.
What are the odds of that happening here on this
show?
Look
at that. The stars have just aligned just for this specific episode. Crazy.
I think it's because, Cody, it's June 4th. You a Scorpio, and the moon aligned last night. And it's a red star coming tomorrow.
I thought I saw a little extra twinkle in the sky last night.
Yeah.
I thought I saw it, yeah.
That's going to tell you about your world, your life.
Okay.
It's going to tell you about your future.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you saw, but the stars lined up to where a motherfucker wasn't washing his hands. So that tells me if you wash.
I didn't need the stars to tell me that. I see that shit every day.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the extra reinforcement, I guess.
I was going to say, if you just go to the airport alone, but no, if you just live in normal life, if you just live in normal life and you venture out of a public restroom, whatever, you know, you ain't watching. Humor me a little bit. Just throw a little water on the motherfuckers, you know, just dab the bitches, whatever.
Something. At least give me some sense of confidence that, like, hey, you know, this guy actually gives a fuck or something of a fuck. You know,
you got the audacity to stick your fucking hand out to shake mine, too. Like You got a lot of balls. You
better get that shit away from me. The fuck?
You got a lot of balls, motherfucker. Like, look.
Oh, he has a lot of balls, right?
Whole handful. Whole handful of them. Yeah. Right, shaking the shit and stuff, too. Like, Then smiles right at you. How's it going? Walks right at the motherfucker. What?
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the morning to you. Pat you on the back and shit. You're like, oh, yeah. Come off me, Cody.
Hell no.
Like, it's like the bare minimum now. You see a motherfucker wash his hand, you're like, I like you. Like, if there was like unisex bathrooms and shit, and it, like, Cody, if you were single and shit, that's probably how Cody found his girl, actually, whatever. They was in a unisex bathroom. He saw her wash her hand. He said, damn, she perfect.
She gets fucked. She clean.
Granted, now, if there's some unisex bathrooms, a lot of people think of, like, a lot of bad shit, like, fuck, that happens in normal bathrooms. You ain't even got to, it doesn't fucking matter, really. But if there was unisex bathrooms, Cody, I think the world would be, like, celibate for a very long time. I think the opposite sex will see how each other uses that bathroom and be like,
oh, yeah, everybody get the other too. I heard stories about the women bathroom too. So
I've heard some nasty.
I've heard some stories. I've heard stories. Yep.
It gross the fuck out.
Yeah, I gotta tell you. Human beings in general, just disgust nasty.
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 My sister, when she was in college, she used to work at In-N-Out, and obviously she's a female, so I can get advice from her on this, whatever. But we would jokingly say, I'd be like, yo, no, men's bathroom, the most you got to worry about is piss on the fucking floor. And it's just like, where are motherfuckers aiming at? Like, the big-ass urinal. Big-ass fucking urinal. How are you missing all of this whiteness here, Cody?
It's almost like they're taking a piss while sitting on a massage chair or something. Like, what is causing all of this?
It's like they took a piss, whatever, dick just went limp and just said, yeah. And it did that V-shaped shit it does when you got too much blood flowing through it. just all over the place with it. And you just went with it and just went like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. But it's always just, like, how are you missing this motherfucker, though? I just don't understand.
I don't get it. It's there's a wide enough range right there. It's big enough. You're close enough to not, you know, miss the goddamn bowl. I don't understand it.
Motherfucker got the audacity to tell me, oh, man, you got your shoes on. It'd be fine, whatever. What makes you?
What?
I want to walk in the
How
piss.
Does that justify you pissing like you fucking Paul Walker and Ben Diesel part ways at the end of Fast Whatever the Fuck?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
No.
I don't want my shoes smelling like piss, Cody. Okay, just walking in your fucking piss. Like, oh, man, look at Mr. Cleanly over here. Mm.
What? Yes. Okay.
We roasting motherfuckers for washing your ass.
God damn.
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. My sister told me some wild ass stories. But we shouldn't know men's public bathroom or women's public bathroom. They sister told me they didn't left some shit on the seat of the. I was just like, oh.
Yeah, I heard some stuff like that. Yeah. And I'll kind of make sure of.
Yeah, fluids.
Bodily fluid. Oh, God. Man, I legit just started queasy just now.
Gosh.
I'm looking at this beer different. Like, oh, boy. Put your mouth out for a second.
Especially if that beer got some hops on it, Cody. little funk tag, whatever. Imagine if you had a unisex bathroom now, men's bodily fluids on the fucking floor, the piss and shit, and women's on the toilet. You know what? I think that'd be the point, Cody. At the age of, I'll be 37 this Saturday. I guess it's my birthday week on this show then. I think I would just switch to adult diapers and start shitting myself. I think I would just be like, I'd rather just shit myself.
Probably more sanitary.
I'd be like, if I really got to go, Cody, and I saw the bathrooms, if it was a unisex bathroom, come on with that, I'd just be like,
well, bust up the adult diaper. Here we go.
Just going to start pissing myself and changing my diaper now. Just change, carry some wipes and just wipe that shit off, whatever, and just be like, yeah. You're going to hear that squishing noise every time I walk. Shh. Diaper just rubbing up on my pants. I'd be like, Cody, Costco got a 40-pack. I get that shit.
Damn.
That's our future in about 40 years if we're alive, though. So, I mean, hopefully technology advances to the point, you know, and make some device where we don't shit ourselves no more or something. Yeah. I'm sure, you know, it's America, so it'll be some device that'd be like, all right, Cody, just shove this up your ass and you won't shit on yourself.
Or maybe there's a future out there where it's like a self-sanitizing bathroom. Automated.
Which
that would be something to think about.
Which Japan kind of has a little bit of that. Yeah. You know, they have the toilets or whatever, you know. Or hopefully, Cody, I'll just be dead, so I don't have to worry about that.
That works too.
Because 40 years from now, I don't know if I want to live that long. I think a good 60, I'm good at. I'm good at 60, you know. 65-ish, you know. That's a good roundabout. Anyway, people, this is Craft Beer Week on The Last Drop. I feel like it's been forever since we've done a craft beer. Now, granted, when I looked at the calendar, though, it was just like literally.
But March,
April,
right?
Yeah, I think or it was April. March, April. I think
one of those months.
Yeah, one of those months. Yeah, it was one of those months, whatever. But you know what I'm about to do right now, Cody? I just feel like.
Oh, sorry. It was March. April was champagne.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. That's right. Actually, yeah. So I forgot. Anniversary was March then, which feels like forever ago because we're at the halfway point now. We're in the end game now. You know what I'm going to do, Cody? I'm going to be a little spontaneous right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a little spontaneous.
Okay. We like spontaneity on the show.
I'm not going to review it. I'm just going to sip it. I'm going to give a rating.
And okay.
Then when we review next month,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll talk about it. But I'm just going to sip it. And I don't know if you have your bottle near you, because I know you just got it.
You know, what's funny. I actually had a different bottle planned for today, but I was actually going to switch to that one to review it today and do the other bottle I had today for, because it's still a high proof bottle because it works either way. So I was actually going to do that today. So
my initial reaction on that little sip right there, I just took no thoughts about it or whatever. Like high 3.5, maybe last drop area. So yeah.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say. I will most likely be reviewing that next month when we do high proof month. High proof month in July. So yeah. We'll be doing high proof month. So I'll probably second week maybe review, maybe first week or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Throw that out there. But yeah, 3.5 last drop. Let's see if that changes in a month.
Okay. So 3.5 first impressions for you.
First impressions, yeah. First impressions, all right. Yeah.
I'm excited to crack that open, man. It's going to be, yeah.
That's good shit. I mean, honestly, you know what? First impressions, I give it a last drop. I was reviewing it in my head or whatever and shit. And the reason why I went 3.5 first is because that fucking price point. But I that's not part of the initial drop. So this drop is just all taste. So yeah, last drop then on taste, because the taste is pretty fucking delicious. I'm not gonna lie. So
very promising then. All right.
Shit. Cody, what are you sipping on though? I know you're sipping some beer over there though.
I am, sir. So doing a little throwback on this show. I used to have a lot of this back in the day. It's been a minute since I've had something from this brewery. They originated out in Torrance. They since then have expanded to Anaheim as well. They might have another location too. Could be wrong though. But this
is... I don't know which one you're talking about, and I think you're right, actually.
This is good old Monkish Brewing Company's Funny Papers right here.
Look like that Lake label. Of shit, yep.
This is their double dry hopped double IPA. Coming in at 8.4 ABV.
Is the line still long for that motherfucker or what?
Oh, no, that was fine, man. We went on a, I got this a couple weeks ago, actually. Went on a, what was it, Saturday, I think?
Okay.
Saturday afternoon. Chill, bro. Super chill.
Good. I remember them lines used to be like fucking. Well, I guess it's only, the lines were only there when it was like limited release shit, right? Like it was like special release stuff or whatever.
Yeah, more so back in the day and when like the whole hazy IPA craze was at its height.
Yeah.
It's not really like that anymore per se. I mean, it's still highly sought after. It's still like a highly, you know, rated for the most part beer. Most people do like hazy IPAs. They prefer hazier or West Coast IPA. At least more people or casual beer drinkers, I would say, that are just now getting into the beer scene. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody. I would say more so people kind of gravitate towards the hazier things because I think it's more approachable, more easily palatable. In my estimation, I'm not saying like this is though, because but Monkish they are the kings of this as far as like the West Coast at least. They're king of the West Coast IPA and have revisited this and haven't had a Monkish brew. It's been a couple years, man. I think it's been probably almost 2-3 years since I've had a Monkish brew.
Yeah,
as far as my memory goes,
I don't even remember you reviewing Monkish on this show. To be honest,
I'm pretty sure I have, but it was years back. Could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure I did review at least one Monkish brew on this show.
If it was, it was pre-COVID, most likely.
Yeah, most likely. Most likely.
Which was the first year then, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I forgot how much I spent for this.
Like $5.99, $6.99.
Yeah. But I bought a 4-pack. Yeah, because I only sold 4 packs at the brewery. I think it was like $20, $24, something in that range, something like that.
Okay.
All 16-ounce cans, of course, tall boys.
Last time I had a hazy was when I was in Boston 2 years ago, Treehouse Hazy IPA. The last time I had a hazy.
Creme de la creme right there, my friend.
Purple can. I remember, yeah, purple can. They do this great thing in Boston, Cody, in the summer. They got like a beer garden right outside where my building was or whatever and stuff. And they all the breweries come together in a little, and they just hand out samples like in this little garden area. It's really dope. Yeah. All
right.
They do it in the summer because obviously the sun is out and everything. The weather's great and stuff like that. and I know they was asking me, y'all don't do that in Cali? I was just like, no, our breweries are too all spaced out and shit. Well, not so much anymore. Long Beach, they like right next door to each other and shit.
Long Beach has come up as far as the breweries. Yeah.
They like, there's still craft right next door. There's another fucking brewery right next door. You go down the street, whatever. Like, you take a land.
Long Beach is actually a lot like Anaheim. It's not quite the Anaheim levels, but it's getting up there.
I think Long Beach has more than Anaheim, but Anaheim has the more established, the bigger name ones. Or whatever.
Oh, that's true.
I think they're the big, because the big ones in Long Beach would be Beechwood and Ballast Point, maybe.
Ballast Point, yeah.
Yeah, those are the two big ones, and nobody really gives a fuck about Ballast Point. I mean, people go to Ballast Point because of the venue.
It is a nice spot.
Get some good food there. Not like the beer is bad. Man, Bell's Point don't have bad.
No,
shit like it's just
it's just not what it used to be. But
yeah, it's kind of like I hate to even say this. I think it's better than it. It's kind of like Stone. You know, it's just one of
the. It's on the same level as Stone for me.
Yeah, actually. It's like that old school brewery. It's been around for fucking forever. It's been established
sold out.
For so many years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sold out, whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you go to Ballast Point more for like the venue itself, whatever.
Yeah, he's going for the ambiance. He ain't really going for the finest beer. Yeah. Nah, he ain't getting out of Ballast Point.
Get a fish taco, dude. Fish tacos, whatever. Some shrimps on the side or whatever, and a little beer or whatever. And shit. That's about it. You spend like $25 or some shit. And plus, it's right by all the stores and shit or whatever and stuff over there. Right by the water. It's right on the water, actually.
Right on the water. Right there.
So they. Great location for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a damn good look. That's probably the best location of most breweries I've ever seen.
Yeah. They got another one in San Diego, too.
San Diego, yep.
Yeah.
Where was that location one again?
Little Italy, I think.
Little Italy, that's right. This is Little Italy. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's one of those districts, whatever, but it's not like downtown or whatever. It's
right.
Little Italy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long you had that can open now for?
Oh, so I popped this open right when we started the show. So it's been open for about 30-ish minutes, I guess, 25-ish, something like that.
How did it taste?
So I got these. This was canned. The canned date is on here. This was canned on May 20th, 2025 of the year of our Lord Galactus.
Had that been BevMo, that would have been 2020.
Yeah, exactly. No lies tech.
Speaking of Galactus, some big ass bucket popcorn.
That will be mine, sir.
That shit said it's 17 inches or whatever. I said,
yeah, 17 and a half inches. Yep.
That's fucking huge, dude.
That's a big ass car. Yeah, that's legit, bro.
And I think it's 11 inches wide. I heard whatever shit.
Damn right.
That's taller than a bottle, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm giving me one of those, brother. I want one now.
I don't know if that's just the videos or whatever I've seen, but do the eyes light up too and shit?
I'm not sure, honestly. I don't know.
Must be the videos. I guess I won't know whatever shit.
I don't know.
I got to tell you, I haven't been to a theater in fucking forever, but I think that popcorn head is going to bust me out. Like, I want that.
I'm getting one of those fucking buckets, brother. getting me one, goddammit.
You're going to have to take your girlfriend, brother, and somebody else, because that's a lot of fucking popcorn.
That's fine. I'll eat it all at some point.
Man.
Probably won't be in one sitting, but.
If pretzels wasn't too salty, I'd put that in there maybe. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe you can do like a mix and match or whatever and shit. Like just mix it with a bunch of shit, whatever. Yeah, shit, man, that's a lot of fucking popcorn.
Big ass bucket.
That's a big ass bucket. Hopefully, I wonder if like the head is like like a chip bag. They don't fill it up all the way to the top. It's just a lot of Caparis air. So like the inside.
Yeah, I would imagine not. I imagine most of the heights, the top of the helmet.
The top of the helmet, right?
Yeah, the bowl probably like.
It ain't all 17 fucking feet
of popcorn. No.
I doubt that too. But you could put some beer in that bed.
I was kind of thinking about that. Heard that shit like a fucking
growler.
Yeah.
Jumbo. Oh, I guess you could hold it by the antlers and drink it like
that. You could. If you wanted to. Yeah. You do that.
Or would you do, if it's like one of them dine-in theaters that have it, you fucking tell them to make a cocktail out of that motherfucker, put a straw in that bitch, dude, whatever. Like, dude. you and the girlfriend can sip from the motherfucker with straws and shit. You get two straws, dude.
I would just make a big-ass margarita mix in that motherfucker. That's what I would do.
Telling you, people, you got to check this helmet out. This shit's insane. Yeah. Cody posted about it on Instagram, and I had to reply to him, man. Saying, I ain't been to one in a while, but I want that motherfucker.
Yeah, like you say, we don't really fuck with popcorn buckets like that. But that that shit's dope.
Have you ever seen a popcorn bucket you wanted? Like, I didn't give a fuck.
No.
I don't even eat popcorn, people, because the last time I ate popcorn was Dark Knight Rises, and the seeds always get stuck in my fucking throat.
Yeah, that does happen sometimes, of course, and gets caught in your teeth sometimes too. But I love just popcorn, man. So I'll put up the fight.
I was choking in the theater. Motherfuckers thought I was crying because Batman came back. It happened in that scene where he was riding the Durban, and I was like, I started choking and everything. And buddy looked at me, Negro, you crying because Batman? I was like, I'm fucking dying, yo. This fucking seed is in my throat. So I've never had popcorn since. I was like, I ain't dying no more.
That's funny, man.
It was that scene where he was riding the bat bike into the fucking magazine when he first came back and shit.
Yeah.
He was just like, yo, you crying, yo? I was just like, fucking choking, dude. So. But yeah, I'd love to put some cocktail in that. I wonder if you could ask him to do that shit.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll pay for it. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. I mean, you're already paying for the fucking helmet anyway, so you might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just hold that popcorn. Don't put that in there. Take it right at the bar.
Yeah.
Fill this up now. Fill it up. Get some Nosotros tequila. Make me a margarita in this cup right now.
Perfect.
Yeah, put an umbrella in that bitch and two fucking red and green straws in that motherfucker long. And I want the loop-de-loop straws like it's a roller coaster.
I'm about to watch Fantastic Four. Properly, goddamn it.
Half sober. He said properly because they ain't made a good one ever. So Fox has fucked that franchise up, but you know.
Boy, had it.
But hey, Marvel's like, we got it, baby. We gonna fix this for y'all. Thank God, because Fox is fucking that. Nah, the movies wasn't that bad back then, Cody. Shit, I've seen the light now.
Man, Tim Story did a good job, man. I know what y'all talking about.
Shit. Who made that one with Michael B. Jordan? Who made that one?
That was Josh Trank.
That one just as trash, dude.
If not, worse, actually.
It's probably worse. Probably
not just worse.
Yeah, Dr. Doom and shit with that fucking.
That shit is bad, dude. But for whatever reason, that whole thing, mercenary shit, just gets to me. What the fuck were they thinking with that shit? The ever loving blue eyed thing.
They turned all of them into mercenaries, remember? They turned them all.
It was more egregious with the thing because he was like running the tanks and shit and bulldozing my eyes. Like, this is just.
Funny because I thought that about Johnny Storm. I was mad more about that one because I was just like, yo, this dude just flying around murdering fucks.
Yeah.
That's what. We had the same thought process on different characters. Just like, yo. This dude, and I love it too because. The sister tried to talk him out of it, like, yo, you just, I forgot her name, Kate Mara was it?
Kate Mara, yeah.
He's trying to tell you, he's like, you just doing this, going around? He's just like, angry, whatever, man. You know, just, I was like, what? It's funny. Thing and Human Torch are doing the same fucking thing. They never interact with each other.
Nope.
They don't even talk to each other. They don't interact with each other. Just nothing. They don't go on side. They don't go double duo projects together, Cody. They do solo missions alone. They got no interaction, whatever. I was just like, I'm just confused now by all this. Yeah, they turned them into mercenaries, though, Cody. Cold-blooded killer mercenaries.
Yeah, fucking cold-blooded. Useless.
If Marvel owned them, they could have did Civil War with that shit. You've been like, yo, you got to stop these four motherfuckers right here. You've been like, yo, they need to be killed. Yeah. And fans would be complaining, Marvel, you killed too many of your villains. I'd have been like, them Negroes was necessary to kill, though. They were some dangerous motherfuckers, whatever shit. Tell Thor to light that motherfucking rock up into pieces and shit, never to be seen again or whatever, because we didn't need to see that anyway. His eyes all fucked up looking, can't even see his shit. And I was like, it's like, dude.
That design was terrible. That design was fucking awful. That shit was bad. Y'all thought that Michael Chiklis shit was bad. No, that thing and that fucking Trent, no, that shit was terrible.
They said, hold my beer real quick. But get that Galactus helmet, people. That shit look cool.
And you know, hell yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's Marvel or the theaters or whoever the fuck it is. You get a applause, a little golf clap on that, because I've never had a popcorn bucket, never wanted one, never dreamed even getting one.
I'm saying, bro, brother.
That shit gonna sell out.
Yep.
Guaranteed.
I want one. I'm gonna get one.
You're gonna be waiting in line.
You got that right. I've been capped out for shit in like 20 years. That's the first thing.
Beer gonna grow in fully and shit. Gonna be sitting there and be like, I've been waiting here since June 12th. I haven't eaten days. I built up an appetite for that popcorn. I'm gonna get that helmet, though. Only to find out the theater he goes to, they don't carry it in stock. It's like he gotta go down the street and go get it. He's like, oh, ain't this a bitch? Oh, but enough of that about that, Cody. Tell me about that beer. What do you think about that beer, Cody? That craft brewery right there, that Monkish. You ain't had Monkish forever, Cody.
It's been a minute, my friend. It's been a long time. And I got to tell you, going back to the brewery, I went to a brewery before. It was my second time at the Anaheim location.
Location. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Anaheim location. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Real cool spot, though. Little layout, little setup there. It was a beautiful day, too. Meeting with some old friends. Very nice day. And so I bought a 4-pack of this, and I gotta tell you, man, I always forget this, particularly about Monkish Brews. They are the one anomaly when it comes to like IPAs. I know this is a hazy IPA, so I guess you put an asterisk on this, but they're the one where you want to crack it open probably like a week or two later, because the little older they get, the better the beer is. It gets time to settle in, and I think that has mostly to do with like the dry hopping process, because most of the time with these Monkish cans, like the first probably week, you kind of like this kind of chalky kind of thing going on. It's not bad. It's just kind of detracts a little bit from whatever else is going on, what they're trying to accomplish. Now, since this can 520, it's been about, a little over 2 weeks. Everything's kind of mellowed out a bit. Everything's kind of balanced, kind of settled in. So I think I'm getting the true expression of the beer now.
Like a Blanco.
So I'll just start. Exactly.
True expression.
So as you can see, man, all these Monkish Brews, you already know what you get with the look.
Yeah, that
straight
color.
Straight orange juice, straight puree.
That color is just like, you know.
Dank juice, all that dank cloudiness.
That booty dank. That tank dank.
And I always say this. Monkish Brews, their hazy IPAs, they can easily substitute as mimosa for brunch.
You can easily
drink these brunch, man.
You
can substitute with this, be a no-brainer. Slip right in.
Hey, how big is the Anaheim location? I haven't been to that one yet.
it's bigger than the Torrance location, that's for sure.
Oh, no shit, okay.
It's bigger than that. Much more outdoor space. So it's funny, because the inside, there's like a front counter, and there's like a certain amount of tables as well. But there's no like space, you know, the Torrance location has a space where you can sit inside the actual, where they actually brew the beer, like the big ass kegs and all that.
Yeah. Nice.
The Anaheim location doesn't have that. They had the tank back there, but you can't sit over there. So they just had like the little section in front of the counter where you ordered the beer. And then there's a whole outdoor setting right there, which is actually pretty sizable. Nice little size right there. So yeah, overall it is a bit bigger than the Torrance location. I do like the layout better overall.
Yeah.
But of course the Torrance one, that's like an OG brewery, so that's why they had the layout, and of course it has that nostalgia factor to it. So I'm not gonna take anything away from that. But But yeah, man.
Anaheim is a big beer town now.
It is. Very much is, man.
You know, as a Dodger fan, I'll tell you this, too. Anaheim Angels, they got better fucking beer there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're right there. They got all the breweries. All Carl Strauss is right across the street, too.
Carl Strauss is right across the fucking street or whatever. Mm-hmm. They got better parking, better beer. Mm-hmm. It's better everything.
Yeah, everything. You ain't lying.
That's the thing about being an LA fan, people. When you're an LA fan, you realize, man, your team has like the shitty setups and stuff, yeah, whatever. Yeah, but then the B level team of the city, they always got better shit. And it's just like,
ain't that hilarious?
It's like, what? Why did Clippers get that arena?
Yeah. Ironic shit.
Yeah, like why they get this face recognition shit where you ain't got to pay with cards or what the fuck is this shit or whatever and stuff. Like, hold up now, wait a minute. Why is the Angels getting this goddamn shit? Like, so.
Yeah. Well, granted, Steve Ballmer had a lot to do with that into a dumb shit, so he was going to do it up. So
he need to bring his ass to the crypto to him because that shit. Yeah,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
If you a Laker fan and you can't admit that crypto sucks, then I don't know what to tell you. Then that the crypto sucks, whatever.
Especially yeah, it probably is a little renovation action.
Oh yeah. If you've been to other arenas, you start to realize, what the fuck? Especially with them high-ass ticket prices. If I'm going to be paying them high-ass ticket prices, then we need to update this motherfucker then. Because this dude, as Cody said, for a renovate. That shit ain't been renovated since it started. And a lot of people
I'm about to say. Yeah.
What was that, 2000, was it?
I think it was like 26 years ago.
Yeah, 2000. Whatever. They ain't done shit to that motherfucker since. Right. The only thing they did was change the name.
That's it. That's all they did.
All they fucking did.
They took the Staples Center off and they put the crypto.com.
That's about it. It ain't a fucking thing. Yeah. Them chairs are the same and everything. Shit. Hurt like a motherfucker, too. Intuit got them goddamn leather seats. I was like, ain't this a bitch. I don't want to watch Clippers play. I don't want to fucking watch
Clippers. Yeah, Intuit got a whole ass outdoor court, bro. That's dope as fuck. Say what you want about the Clippers. That's fucking cool, man.
That's cool.
That's just fucking cool.
That's dope.
Yes.
Tables or the crypto pisses me off just being there. Just pisses me off just being there. I'm just like, I went to Golden State's arena 2 years ago.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
The one in Santa Clara, right?
No, that's badass in a motherfucker, dude. That's badass in a motherfucker. Woo, that's a bad motherfucker right there. Not that Staples Center or crypto. And same goes for Dodger Stadium. I had to ask you, and I looked at the backseat of this chair, and I just went like, did they put a knot right here in the middle of your fucking back? Like, so when you lean in this bitch,
that's another spot. Yeah, it's been a minute since it's been a Dodger game, but I've heard they ain't up to shit.
Someone that goes regular, you know, you told me this motherfucker. I hope to God he was being sarcastic. I just gave him this look like he said they did remodel it after one job. He said they did the field and everything. I said I don't give a fuck about that field right now. I care about this seat right now. Like, do I look like I'm on the field, Cody? No, I'm not on the field.
What the fuck am I, goddammit?
The fuck I look like? Shit, I don't care if they on the fucking nice part of the goddamn field. I want them sitting in the nice part. Shit. Goddamn lumpy ass seats and shit. Oh, that's why I haven't gone as many this year as I did last year.
Like, no, I get that. Get that 1%,
yeah. Shit. Oh, man. I ain't gonna lie, that beer look good.
Man, brother, I gotta tell you, dude. Smelling this, it is just a bouquet of tropical fruit, man. Mm. You know, papaya, citrus, melon.
I just had breakfast. Get some
piney notes. Oh yeah, this is going perfect. Yeah. Oh my god, I should have had this one. I was saving for the show, but should have had this one for breakfast. Yeah.
I know because we were texting earlier talking about lunch. Yeah. By the time I got to where I was going or whatever, it was like. It was like fucking 10:40 or 11 o'clock, and I was like, "Oh, it's still pretty early. I can go get breakfast and shit." And I was thinking about mimosas and shit. It looked good,
dude. This aroma, dude. Grapefruit. It is giving you everything, and I can smell every individual fruit as well, which is hard to accomplish with any particular spirit or beer or whatever, because that's not easy to do, man. Because you must have told me, like, oh yeah, I smell tropical fruit, but what tropical fruit? Mm-hmm. I could smell each individual fruit I just listed off there.
Isn't that like another standout of Monkish, though? You can always smell the fruit that they put in.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've only had two products of Monkish or whatever, but I just remember specifically, like, you can really label the fruit
that's God, that smells so good, dude. It
smells like if somebody actually washed their hands, huh, Cody?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it smells like.
Yeah. Soap and everything. Yeah. It
smells like sanitization. That's what it smells like.
Yeah, yeah. It smells like this hand sanitizer. Like, it smells like an ocean, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ocean hand sanitizer.
Fresh-ass ocean.
Mm. Fresh-ass breeze and shit. Wash your fucking hands, people. That might be the name of this episode.
Man, that brother, that palette follows the aroma to a fucking tea, brother. Mm. That is insane. It hits every fucking beat. Citrus, papaya, melon, get a little bit of pineapple. I really get that on the nose. It's pineapple. Hold on a second.
It was a little bit more subtle on the nose, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little bit. Grapefruit. Oh my goodness, bro.
Man, it probably tastes like fruit candy, huh?
Yeah. It does. Like bitter fruit candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a little watermelon, a little cantaloupe, probably.
You remember those like old hard candies? Like got the little butterscotch flavor. They had the spice pineapple flavor or whatever. Yeah, one of those.
Dude, it's a testament. Excuse me. It's a testament to how much of a well-oiled machine Monkish is when it comes to this particular style of beer, because I'm not a big hazy IPA fan. If it's not like Monkish or Treehouse, usually I don't really fuck with it. I just don't. I've tried many a hazy IPA in my day. If whatever reason, it's literally just Monkish or Treehouse, and maybe there's another brewery I'm forgetting. Maine Beer Company. They do hazy well as well. But dude, it's just something about Monkish, dude. They just nailed the style, dude. They make it with so much nuance, and it's so well balanced. It's giving you everything you want in an IPA. There's a good amount of bitterness. You get the tropicality, fruits. I will say though, too, which is insane because it's in its own category. It reminds me of a West Coast IPA because there's not really a touch of maltiness in this. I'm not giving any malt character, like at all, which is fine for me. Maybe some people have a problem with that. Maybe they want more balance with a more multi character, but that's not really what I'm looking for in my hazy IPAs per se. And most people, for the most part, I would imagine people are probably on my side with that. But man, this is so fucking good, dude. My mouth feels so creamy, but a medium body.
Would you give it a more point though, because it's missing what you want, whatever, but it still hits on all levels.
Yeah,
I guess you would consider that kind of unique, then, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would, and also the point of the fact this is an IPA, so you're not really going to look for that unless you're looking for a more balanced IPA, and some people's jam. Me, for myself, I love those in your face, big, bold flavors with my IPAs or just pours in general. So this is giving me that. But at the same time, it is balanced enough that I could taste every individual characteristic in the beer from the hops they put in here, from the double dry hop process, which gives that extra punch. Man, this is so, so fucking good, dude. It's an absolute treat revisiting this, man. It's been years, dude. And I gotta tell you, dude, I was instantly transported back when I cracked this open and sipped it. I was like, oh, they're still doing it. Still doing it right by Daft Punk, man. This is top to bottom. This is a last drop pour, my friend. This is Monkish Funny Papers. Last fucking drop. This is amazing pour right here. Amazing beer. Mug is still fucking killing it in the game. Check them out, people, if you haven't already.
Is that like a liberal beer or something? Or no?
The tasty ass beer.
He said tasty ass beer.
Hey, Monkish Funny Papers. Check that out, people.
Wait a minute. I was gonna say, because you brought up Daft Punk, or whatever. I was gonna say, isn't it around that time? Isn't that around that time when they just broke up?
So it's around that time. Yep.
Why you gotta bring up shit like that? Mm-hmm. I was just listening to Random Access Memories.
Oh, great album. Great fucking album.
Yeah, they did that. I forgot what it's called or whatever. Like the behind the scenes edition or whatever and stuff. Whatever. Man, they got some great new tracks on there. Even,
oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Even the like the unfinished tracks or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, man, even those sound good too as well. Obviously you love the finished tracks more or whatever because they got more of a finished completeness to it or whatever. But those are the unfinished tracks where he's like, oh man. if you started out with this and ended up with that, oh, I love it, man. Because that give life back to music track before, I was like, man, that sounds so good, even without the lyrics in it and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, rest in peace, Daft Punk. Oh, well, I don't know what the fuck they're doing now. But, well, they're robot. One died, so.
Yeah, so one still just roaming out there in the desert.
Crazy, because we're in that world of AI and robot now. They would have thrived in this world now. They would have been the kings.
Actually,
of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been like that nightclub in Tron Legacy again for them, except all robots and shit and AI. And stuff. So they would have been the kings of this. Yeah. So they probably would have been fighting then or whatever about who really rules over all of AI and shit like that. Man, so you give that a 1.5, right?
No, yeah. Actually, guess it keep this motherfucker. No, like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Terrible.
You ain't never driving back out there again, huh? Yeah.
Never. Ever.
Never. Ever. 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 I tell you what, they sell monkish at Angel Stadium. I might become an Angel.
Oh, that's game over right there, sir. Game, set, match.
I'm like, whoa.
But you imagine that monkish on tap there? Oh my god,
man, that's
my lord.
Well, you know, to be fair, how do we know they don't? I've been there in a minute, so hey, maybe then it's in the works, Cody. Maybe it's in the works.
Who knows? You never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
It's better than anything that fucking Dodger Stadium got, that fucking Hornitos.
Good old Hornitos.
Oh, Hornitos and shit. Ooh. And Stella Artois.
The fancy beer.
That banquet style beer.
Yeah.
that hotel banquet style beer. You know what I'm saying? Ooh,
what about the international flavor? Got a Peroni for you right here.
I had one of those, by the way. I didn't know what it was. It tastes like shit, dude.
It was shit, terrible.
It's fucking awful, dude.
Not a good beer.
It's not good at all, dude.
And I've tried some decent Italians. They do some decent beers out there.
Yes, they do. That's not Italian, no.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
I try some good Italian beers. That ain't one of them.
That's San Diego Little Italy beer. Yeah. That ain't no real Italian beer. I don't know what the fuck that is. Mm-hmm. So that's shit beer. It's like it's like Mexico then. They make great fucking tequila. That beer is dog shit, though.
I'm trying to think of a good... I can't. Is Insert Hint? No, I think they partnered with Stone. I don't know if the actual brewery, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Great spirits. That beer is dog.
Oh, yeah. Spirits. Spirits.
Out of this world. Out of this
world.
Yeah. It's out of this world, right? Yeah. You're like, oh, you can't fuck with that or whatever. That beer, though, you're like, eh.
I'm like,
Start looking at the life differently, like start looking like that Christian Bale meme.
Yeah, I can tell you, if I was living in Mexico full time, I would not be drinking beer out there. I can tell you that.
Wouldn't even touch that. Matter of fact, maybe they starving for a good beer brewery out there.
I would assume they are. That's on tap market for
Could
the most
you
part.
Imagine having a palate that enjoyed high proof tequila out there, but drinking shitty beer.
I'm sure it's
the
most
thing,
likely
right?
the case.
It's
yeah,
thing,
I'm sure it's right? the case. So, they probably have a certain idea about what beer is supposed to taste like.
Yeah, so
I get it. You know, it's unfortunate, but I get it.
Yeah, like their palate must be fucked up then. Like, mm-hmm. like so, because yeah, it's a thing. If you drink it, because most likely you're drinking their tequila, so you got to be drinking the mm-hmm. beer too, whatever and stuff. And you probably putting two and two together, you just like, yeah, one tastes like shit, and the other one doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to enjoy it. So I mean. I don't live there, so if they love it and they enjoy it, then hey, to each his own, I guess. Yeah. But if that was an American thing, I'd be pretty pissed off. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie, I'd be a little upset there, whatever, you know. Oh, people, that's the end of the show. Cody didn't like that beer at all. He said he's never
awful. Never going back to monkish. Fuck that beer. Terrible.
Never driving, and he ain't disgusting. That far from Torrance. And even he said, "I'm not going there."
He said,
he don't even like Torrance. Got a T in it. I don't know what that means, but he just don't like it. Then
I also hate the fact that I was actually born there.
Yeah. Disgusting. More. He said any city that got some ants at the end of it, he don't like it. Yeah, something about that ants, whatever.
Get the ants. Ants. I just don't like it.
You got ants in your pants, you know. All right, people, so we're gonna get out of here. That was a beer review. That was a good beer review because it made me thirsty. I'm not gonna lie.
That shit is tasty, brother. It is good shit right here.
I'm fucking say that shit tasty. Yeah. All you hear in the background. Another one coming for you. Mm-hmm. But with that said, catch us back next week for Tequila Week. It's going to be a great fucking week there as well, too.
Fun week. It'll be a real fun week.
Thank you for Cody being all informative and shit on this one.
I try.
Yeah. Well, they don't call you Godfather of Beer for nothing now. I mean,
that's true. That's true.
It comes with all its faults and glories.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to take all them faults with it.
All of them. Every last goddamn one of them.
Yeah, even the Corona.
Yep. Even the Corona.
Even the, or the Coronita, whichever one you prefer.
Yeah, all that bullshit.
With that said, though, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.